It's a privilege for me to open the word with you this evening. In the morning, we read John chapter 6 from verses 25 to 51. But this evening, we're going to spend time on verse 35. John chapter 6, verse 35. And the title of the sermon is Jesus, the Bread of Life. Jesus, the Bread of Life. I'll begin reading. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Let us pray. Lord, we pray as we listen to your word this evening, we will see you gladly exalted, and each one of us will be encouraged even in our circumstances. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. There is a problem when you know that you have a problem, but you don't know where to get the solution. But also there's a problem when you know that you have a problem, but you don't know what the problem is. You know that you are sick, but you don't know what is wrong with you. But this was the case with my brother a couple of years ago. All of us, we knew that he's sick. We knew that something is wrong with him, but we didn't know what was wrong with him. Going to the doctors, they weren't able to diagnose his problem. And you would understand how difficult that was for us, because the only way he would have proper help is when the doctors understood what was wrong with him. It was later that they were able to diagnose him, but it was too late. But there's another problem that is worse than this one. It is when you have a problem, but you don't know that you have a problem. You feel okay, but you're sick. Something is terrible and wrong with you, but you don't know it. You just feel fine. And that is a disaster. Because it is only when you know that you have a problem, it is then that you are going to be able to seek solution, to look for help. And this is also what Jesus Christ says. He says, those who are well, they have no need to look for a physician. And he was talking to those people who were self-righteous. And this evening, the verse that we have read, Jesus has fed a lot of people, over 20,000 people. He has fed them. And later they come to him wanting more food. And verse 27, he says to them, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal." So they have gotten it wrong. They are wrong. They are looking for the wrong things. And as we are going to look at that later. And Jesus Christ in this text now, he wants them to point them to something that really matters. And even as we are reading the book of John, we are going to see it through over and over again. And it is also his purpose statement that he wants his listeners to hear. He wants them to understand that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah. And when you believe in him, you are going to have eternal life. That is why John is writing this book. And also, this is what Jesus wants them to see. And as we are going to be looking at this text, there are three things that we want us to consider. The first one I'm going to consider about the problem, and then the solution, and then the response. The problem, the solution, and the response. Those are the things that we're going to consider. First, the problem. We are living in a time that people don't think that they have problems. They think that they are okay. They think that they are intrinsically good. They think that the fundamental problems that they have, they are outside them and not inside them. That is the problem that we are having right now. And they think that if they have all things together, they have a well-paying job, and then it's okay with them. They think that the problem is economical and social. If you just fix those things, then they are okay. But Jesus, in this text, he's pointing them to their fundamental problem. And what Jesus Christ is saying in this text is saying their problem is not physical. Their problem is not outside them, but the problem is intrinsic. It is inside them, and it is also spiritual. And in this verse, he points to them, their problem as the spiritual hunger and need for a savior. Their problem is sin and its consequences. And the problem is that they don't see it that way. They think that they are okay. They think that their problem, the first problem that they have is that they think that their problem is physical. They have come to Jesus for food. And another problem is that they think that they don't need saving. They think that they are all right. They are self-righteous. But Jesus is pointing to them that, no, you have a problem. Your problem is much deeper than what you think you are. And the reality is that in the world that we are living in, people are dead in sin. Whether they realize it or not, they are dead. They are going to hell. And it is the duty of us Christians to show them to that reality, to point them to that reality that they are dead, that they are hungry, and they need salvation. The fundamental problem of man is not physical, it's not poverty, it's not lack of education. We understand those are real problems that people are facing in this day. But if we only look at people and just that is their problem, then we have missed the point. Their problem is beyond their physical problems. And yes, we have to help them. But if we just help them only on that level, then our help is superficial. What we want to do is to point them to their greatest need, the need that only Christ can meet. And people in this country, they are content because they have a good life. They have everything that they need physically. And they don't think that they need anything. But the reality is they are destitute. They need saving. They are dead in their sin. And when we are evangelizing to people, this is what we want people to see. We want to show them that they are hungry. They are in need. They need salvation. We want to show them that they are sinners deserving death, deserving hell. That is what we want to show them when we are evangelizing. And the only way that a person is going to see, to appreciate the work of Jesus Christ on the cross is when they understand their need, when they understand that they're destitute. And that is the point of evangelism. You are preaching to someone so that they should understand their need and come to Christ. And also, this is not just for non-believers. Even us as Christians, we also have to understand our continued need for Christ. And this is what Jesus Christ is saying in the Sermon on the Mount. He's saying that the evidence that you are a true Christian, you are a true follower, you belong to the kingdom, it is when you continually see your need. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. And he says, even blessed are those who hunger and thirsty for righteousness. The evidence for you as a believer is when you continually see your need for Christ. You realize that you are a beggar yourself. The question is that your posture before Christ? Is that what you see yourself? Or you're like the Jews of Jesus' day, that you're self-righteous and you're self-reliant? You're self-sufficient. You know, the reality is, even when we have come to Jesus Christ, we still sin. And that explains why we continually need Jesus Christ. And the problem is sin. That is the problem. And then our second point, the solution. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. And here Jesus Christ is pointing to himself as the solution to the problem of sin. He is the solution to the problem of death. He is the bread of life. Not that he gives bread, because these people are coming to him so that he has just fed them, and they are coming to him so that they should eat more. And Jesus Christ is not saying, I haven't just come to give you bread, but I have come as bread. I am the bread, and whoever comes to me and eat me will have eternal life. And as this chapter is talking about, when he says, come, eat, believe, it is the same thing. And how is Jesus making his argument, his claim that he is the bread of life? How is he showing himself as the bread of life, as the solution to the problem? And in this chapter, they have come to him and they're saying, show us the sign. And surprisingly, he has just fed them, over 20,000 people. He has just given them food miraculously. And they're still coming to him that, show us the sign. He has already shown them the sign. And the sign, it was pointing to him as the Messiah. And we read in the morning in Exodus that the reason why God gave, fed, provided for the Israelites, it was to show himself as Yahweh. And the reason why Jesus Christ performed this miracle, feeding them, it was also pointing to him as the Messiah. And that is what they needed also to see. They needed to realize, but they cannot connect that. And Jesus Christ even continues saying that his coming wasn't just to give them bread, but to be the bread. He is the bread given from the Father from heaven. He is not just here to give bread, but he is the bread that the Father has provided for them to meet their spiritual need. Their fathers, they ate and they died. But when they come to Jesus Christ and eat him and believe in him, they will not die. He is the one who has come to meet and satisfy their spiritual need. He has come to save them. And his work culminates as he goes up on the cross, dying on the cross, paying the penalty for their sin, and raising again on the third day. Jesus is the solution to the problem of death. He himself has defeated death so that whoever comes to him and believes in him shall not die. Jesus is the manna from heaven. And those who believe in him and those who believe his work on the cross will not die, will have life. And that's how he's making his claim as the Messiah, as the solution for the problem of sin. And we have seen the problem, we have seen the solution, and now lastly, I want us to look at the response. Seeing that you have a problem and Jesus is the solution, what should you do? And Jesus Christ is saying, whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. What do you need to do? You need to come. Come. That is how you have to respond. You have to come. You have to believe in Jesus. The question that I may ask you this evening is, have you truly come to the bread of life? Have you truly believed in Jesus and repented of your sin? The reality is what Jesus Christ is saying. He's saying, if you come, if you believe in him, you are going to have eternal life. And eternal life is not something that you are going to have in the future, but eternal life begins the right moment that you have placed faith in Jesus Christ. And whoever comes, whoever believes in him, is assured of that eternal life. And as a Christian, are you continually feeding on Christ? Just as we need food each and every day, we also need Christ each and every day. And when the book of John says that whoever comes and whoever believes, it is not something that you just do once and then you are done. But whoever comes, whoever believes, it is present, perfect, continuous tense. It is ongoing. It is, you continue to believe. When you believe, you continue to believe. When you come, you continue coming to him. When you eat, you continue eating him. It is not something that you just do once and then you forget it. Let me ask you, in the moment of your weakness and when doubt begins creeping in your heart, and maybe it seems that you're losing your every battle against sin, are you continually coming to Christ, feeding on Christ, trusting in him, or you begin to look at your performance? Is your performance the source of your confidence instead of his promises? Do you look at your Bible reading, how it is going, as a source of confidence in Christ? Do you look at how your prayer is going? Or do you go to the cross, see what Christ has done for you, or you look at how messy your life is? Christ is the bread of life. It is in him we find life, strength, and hope. As a Christian, feed on him. Meditate on him. Meditate on his promises. Meditate on his love that he has demonstrated. Meditate on the cross. Feed on him. And eternal life is assured to those who come to him. And if you're a Christian, you have no reason to fear. Your life is secured in Jesus Christ. And not only that, but he's also calling to whosoever comes. And the call is general. Whosoever is hungry, whosoever is needy, only need to come to Jesus for them to receive eternal life. And how can you showcase this in your life? How can you showcase this even in this season of Christmas? And what we need to understand is the whosoever, it showcases that no one is beyond saving. No one is beyond saving. Only they just need to come. They just need to come. And this Christmas season, most of us, we're going to be visiting our family. Most of us are going to be having friends over who are not believers. Extend this call to them. Plead with them to come to Jesus for the salvation of their souls. He is the bread of life. And lastly, maybe you may have friends who go to church, friends who think that they are Christians, but the reality is they haven't come to saving faith. And Jesus Christ in this passage is showing himself as a solution. And he has rightly even diagnosed the problem of sin. And he's also offering himself as the solution to that problem. And what you need to do in this time is invite people to come to Christ. He is the bread of life. Amen.